Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I just want to show you some stuff about Jews mocking white genocide, and also just a little bit of stuff about what the non-whites say about the Jews and how that goes around. This guy that you see on the left here, his name was Daniel Friedman, or his name is Daniel Friedman. And he's a Jew. And he was the editor of a newspaper here in South Africa. And he used the artistic name, for what it's worth, Deep Fried Man. And he ran into this young Boer, Willem Petzer, who took him on. And I think Willem Petzer actually may have played a role in the demise of this Jew. So just to show you some things that have been going on in South Africa, these non-whites open their mouths and openly talk about shooting people. Now for decades they've been saying, kill the Boer, shoot the Boer. So in this article from 2013, it says, shoot the Jew song slammed. And it says, a new spin on the controversial struggle song, I'm not going to pronounce its name, this time calling for Jews to be shot instead of Boers, has been criticized from all corners. Dubula e Juda, which means shoot the Jew, was sung outside Wits University's Great Hall last week by protesters from Boycott, Disinvestment and Sanctions Against Israel, BDS. So BDS is a non-white organization that attacks Israel, and they want to boycott Israel. The Jews absolutely hate BDS. However, the Jews, for decades, were playing a role in having disinvestment of South Africa, sanctions against South Africa, and that wasn't a problem. But when it's Israel, now it's a problem. And these non-whites have been screaming about shooting the Boers and killing the Boers for decades. And finally, somebody decides to say, shoot the Jews. And that'll just give you an idea of some open discussion in South Africa. So here in South Africa, you've got some of these non-whites openly saying, shoot the Jews for a change. All these decades, they've been saying, kill the whites, kill the Boers. And the whites have had to sit by and listen to this nonsense. Anyway, here's another news headline. This is also from 2013. It says, South Africa BDS leader defends the call to kill the Jew. So this is an example of these non-whites screaming about Israel, etc. But these non-whites, these have also got Muslims, etc. among them, and they don't like the Jews. And so that's some good news for you there. But they go and they openly say, kill the Jew. So then along comes this Jew, and this is from YouTube. And this Jew, Daniel Friedman, he was an editor of the Citizen newspaper. Now, the Citizen newspaper is a well-known newspaper in South Africa. It used to be a conservative newspaper, but it's long ago lost that aspect of itself. And here was a Jew who, for a time, was its editor. And this Jew apparently is a comedian, but he's one of these unfunny comedians. And this is a screenshot that I took today here in 2020 of this supposedly funny song the Jew is singing called The White Genocide. And it didn't get too many views. But here's an interesting thing. In this song, he mocks the death of whites. But notice here, 224 people approved of it or liked it, and 3,000 disliked it. So this is a rare case where the whites managed to show their displeasure at this Jew singing his Jewish crap. And if you go below the song and you look at the comments of the people, here's somebody from a year ago and it says, "This racist video has been up for 3 years. This just validates our claims of YouTube and their obvious bias." So the Jew is singing all kinds of nasty things about white genocide, and this video, at this point it's been up for 5 years. This video has been up for 5 years and YouTube's not taking it down, eh? YouTube not taking it down. And somebody else says, "The same tribe," meaning the Jews, every time. And somebody else here is an Afrikaans guy, Tertius Carstens. "I came here only to dislike this video." And then someone else says, "Fact, as a white guy in South Africa, if I sang this about black people, I would have ended up in jail 2 days after posting this video. Double standards." And a woman here, Sally, she says, "For someone who cries about the Holocaust, you'd think he'd be more sensitive to something as grim as the topic of genocide. Definitely a spawn of Satan." And someone else says, "Sing this same song about your own people." And another guy, I think this is an Afrikaans guy from South Africa, "Dear sir, may you receive the same treatment you sing and mock about." And this was just the first page. I'm not going to go through all the comments. But all these whites absolutely and validly hate this piece of shit that this Jew is singing. But it's up on YouTube and nobody's complaining about it, eh? YouTube doesn't take this down. But if a white guy sang this about Jews or blacks, he'd be in jail quickly. So anyway, in 2018, this young Boer, Willem Petzer, on the right, he took on this Jew. And he did a video, which you're going to see. And he took on this Jew and explained the nasty things about this Jew's song. So then later on, the newspapers defended this Jew, and they said, "Oh, how Willem Petzer twisted deep-fried man's white genocide song." No, he didn't twist it, but this is now what the newspaper claimed. However, I think Willem Petzer may have won, because sometime later, I think in 2019, they published this story and they said, "Sick with rage, Petzer's video sparks anti-Semitic frenzy." Now, Petzer himself is not anti-Semitic. He doesn't expose the Jews or talk about the Jews. But he did take the Jew on this issue of this white genocide song mocking the deaths of whites in South Africa. So it says here, "What began as a smear campaign against a Jewish comedian opened a frightening Pandora's box of hatred. Last month, a video purporting to show comedian and Citizen Online News editor Daniel Friedman, aka Deep Fried Man, belittling the horrors of farm murders and their traumatic impact on much of the white population, elicited a furious backlash. Given how fraught this issue has become, The excessively abusive and sometimes threatening messages subsequently received by Friedman were, if not defensible, at least understandable. So it looks like this Jew got a lot of heat as a result of this young Boer spreading the message about this fucking Jew's hideous white genocide song, and the Jew then started getting some fucking heat, deservedly, from the whites. It says, the excessively abusive and sometimes threatening messages subsequently received by Friedman. So Friedman took some heat from the whites, who don't find this funny at all. And you're going to get to watch this thing, and you tell me if you think this is funny. This is not funny. This Jewish bag of shit and the stuff that he put out. And this is just an example of a tweet from the deep-fried man, the Jew. And the Jew subsequently, it seems that the stress generated by this video from Petzer, that this may actually have got the Jew fired. And this is from a news article. It says, Friedman had been under fire for a satirical video. And by the way, notice a satirical video here where he's singing about the deaths of whites. But think of Alison Chablot, and she does a real satirical video. A real satirical video that is actually funny. And no, it's not about death. And what's happening to her? She's up in court constantly in Britain, and she's not singing about the hideous deaths of people. So anyway, it says, but here the Jews call it, oh, this is a satirical video. You watch it for yourself and see if there's any humor or any kind of satire in it. Friedman had been under fire for a satirical video he made about white genocide in 2015. More recently, as Deep Fried Man, he tweeted, the Freedom Front Plus supporters were all racists. So Freedom Front Plus is a pro-white, a sort of a pro-white party. It's still kind of weak and all that, but it does try to stand up for whites. Not that it's very good at it, but yeah. So here is the Jew, Deep Fried Man. Not just any white people, Freedom Front Plus supporting white people, otherwise known as racists. So there's the Jew busy with talking his Jew crap. Every white is a racist. And this is from a tweet. And also this is part of a news article, and it says, he, that is Friedman, engaged in public spats with vlogger Willem Petzer, who describes himself as a Boer in his Twitter bio. Friedman also wrote exposés about right-wing related websites. So Friedman attacked right-wing websites. So here's a Jewish bag of shit attacking whites, and then he gets a little bit of heat when Willem Petzer exposes him. And so the good news is that at a point sometime afterwards, the newspaper ran the story and it said, the Citizen fires digital news editor Daniel Friedman. It says, Daniel Friedman, also known as comedian Deep Fried Man, has been dismissed from his position as digital news editor at the Citizen. After an internal disciplinary hearing chaired by an independent labor law practitioner, the Citizen received the recommendation to dismiss Daniel Friedman from his position as the publication's digital news editor, the paper said in a statement on its website. The publication believes this recommendation was not arrived at lightly, and we have treated it with the seriousness it deserves. The Citizen's management has accepted the recommendation. The chairperson concluded that Friedman's social media remarks about three individuals as well as numerous details about the circumstances and context of his tweet. It's that tweet about the Freedom Front Plus, exhibited misconduct and unprofessionalism, and that his utterances had brought the publication into disrepute. So that's where it says Friedman had been under fire for a satirical video he made about white genocide in 2015. More recently, as Deep Fried Man, he tweeted that Freedom Front Plus supporters were all racists. So I think that this Jew, as the editor of this newspaper, as the digital news editor, that his other activities brought too much heat, and the company eventually decided that the Jews' agenda is a bit too hectic for the newspaper. And in a very, very rare instance, we see a Jew being fired. So, well deserved, and unquestionably, I think, Willem Petzer's expose of Friedman played a key role in this. But Friedman had now also attacked others, and probably all the heat was coming back to the newspaper. So a very rare instance of a Jew being fired. So it shows you there's a bit of hope here in South Africa, eh? The Jews can't just do anything and everything they want. And the blacks openly call for the killing of Jews, the non-whites. So it includes Muslims. So the Jews getting some heat in South Africa. And this is also why these Jewish bags of shit are leaving the country. And they won't be missed. So what you're going to see now is Willem Petzer's video that exposed this Jew. And I think this video played a key role in helping to take this Jew down and put him in his place.
So the editor of the Citizen newspaper, Daniel Friedman, who is also a comedian on the side, thought it would be hilarious to do a comedy skit mocking the victims of South Africa's horrible farm murders. The footage I'm going to show you of him doing this is nauseatingly appalling to any good person with a little bit of goodness or love in their hearts. But I have to show it to you, and you have to share it with all your friends and family, because this is the type of people who are editors in our mainstream media. And this needs to be exposed. The following comedy skit from Mal Content was created by Daniel Friedman, or Deep Fried Man, and his co-producer James the Rothschild. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. It's the white genocide. It's the white genocide. Ha, 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 ha. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I'm glad you find this hilarious. I wonder if the 12-year-old boy who was drowned in boiling water would have also found it hilarious that he had nowhere to run and nowhere to hide, Daniel. I wonder if Art Potgieter, who was stabbed more than 140 times, tortured to death, would have found it funny that he had nowhere to hide. And I wonder if Art's daughter, Willeminkie Potgieter, would have found it funny that she had nowhere to run and nowhere to hide when she was dragged by her hair through her dad's blood and her mom's blood, and then shot through the head, Daniel. I'm glad these are the type of things that you find it hilarious to do comedy skits about. Before you can say, hey, why the anger? They'll cut your white cock off with a panga and hold it up and say, that's a beauty. I'm gonna take it home and turn it into mooty. I'm not even going to comment on that. Let's leave the rest of the comedy skit for you. For those of you who want to be extremely appalled, I will leave a link in the description to the original clip. So who is this Daniel Friedman who found this extremely funny? He is currently the Citizen's digital news editor, according to his LinkedIn profile. He is also a comedian, and he has his own website, deepfriedman.co.za, on which he advertises that he is available to perform at corporate events, golf days, bar mitzvahs, weddings, and children's parties and funerals. So wouldn't it be funny to have you at my child's party So you can make jokes about my grandparents being tortured to death on their farm, Daniel Friedman. Or well, why don't I organize you to come to their funeral after they were tortured to death? Daniel Friedman is also a journalist at The Citizen who is constantly attacking anyone who goes against the communist narrative or who stands up against farm murders. Some of his best articles include this one titled AfriForum and Co. are the biggest crybabies of all. That is after Julius Malema called everyone crybabies, who opposed him, saying that he's not going to slaughter all white people yet. And of course this gem, shocking racist memes of South Africa's far right exposed on Discord leaks. And there is an included picture of myself and AfriForum's deputy CEO Ernst Roots, even though the article did not include a single meme posted by either one of us. Now that's solid and rigorous journalism for you. But I think his comedy is better. I think making fun of farm murder victims would be a better life for Mr. Daniel Friedman here than these articles. Maybe they are a little bit below par. Some steps need to be taken here, so I would urge you to, if you are a member of AfriForum, contact them and ask them how they can take steps against this guy and against The Citizen, because this is utterly appalling and probably the worst thing that I have ever seen, especially in the wake of Andile Mzitama calling for the murder of all white people, their wives, their children, their dogs and their cats, and our president, Cyril Ramaphosa, saying this black anger is justified because of white lackadaisicalness. Also, I see Steve Hofmeyr started his own organization like AfriForum called Toekomstvonk. I haven't seen much of what they have done yet because they are quite a new organization, but maybe they can show us their guns with this case because this is utterly appalling. Remember to share this video with everyone so everyone can know what's going on at The Citizen News and what their editors like Daniel Friedman are up to. Also, be sure to leave a comment to get the ratings on this video up. Goodbye and God bless you.
And what follows now is the Jew's unfunny satirical song. Compare this to, say, the work of Alison Chablot, whom the Jews persecute endlessly in Britain. And look at what this Jew does, and tell me if this isn't quite nasty. And yet the Jews say, oh no, this is just satire, just satire. But I'm glad the Jew got his comeuppance for this in a country where whites are brutally murdered. And just some terms so that you understand some of the South African slang. He talks there about a man's cock being cut off with a panga. A panga being a machete. And I don't see how that is fun. I think the whole thing is utterly tasteless. And then he talks about using it for muti. Muti is witchcraft, and the blacks do cut off genitals and use it for witchcraft purposes. So that's what he's singing about there. But look at this song and tell me if you even think this thing is funny. If this guy's got even any talent whatsoever. You cannot compare this with Alison Chablot's stuff. Yet the Jews are trying to put her in jail constantly, harassing her endlessly. And here, this is no problem. And YouTube doesn't have a problem with this either. So there you see, total double standards. Total double standards. But luckily, the newspaper got some heat from whites. And this Jew saw his ass, which is excellent. A little bit of justice. As always, when Jews get some justice, it's always too little. Far too little compared to what they do. But anyway, take a look at this hideous piece of rubbish.
That's a little number I like to call Summer Day Tranquility by the Beach. And now, for my next number, I would like to perform the white genocide.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. It's the white genocide. It's the white genocide. Ha 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 ha. First thing Willie's runs out of couscous salad. Next thing the ATM says your PIN is invalid. Next thing they force you to move to Thimble Zone 3. Next thing Mavis says make your own tea. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. It's the white genocide. The second Mandela died. It's the white genocide. If you've got white skin, if you've got fine hair, it's like The Shining, your worst nightmare. Kiss your privileged lifestyle goodbye. Steve Hoffmeyer doesn't lie. Forget the rhino, save the white-o. Even if you speak Zulu and you listen to Kwaito, it doesn't matter if you've got white skin. The genocide's about to begin. Even if like Helen Zeller you can speak Xhosa, even if you know all the words to Shoshaloza, before you can say, hey, why the anger? They'll cut your white cock off with a panga and hold it up and say, that's a beauty. I'm gonna take it home and turn it into muti. But as the blood spurts and you start to scream, you wake up and realize it was just a stupid fucking dream. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. It's the white genocide. White people scheming on immigration, all because of a figment of our scared imagination. Peace.
So that's the stupid song from The Talentless Jew. On a negative note, this Jew is using the words about it's the white genocide, the second Mandela has died. That relates to the stupid stuff that the Seidlanders and these Christian prophecy types have been spreading for so long, which I really detest. All this nonsense that the moment that Mandela dies, the blacks are going to kill us. I've been saying for years and years, from back in 2007, I was saying that it's rubbish and you mustn't spread that kind of junk. And now, of course, the Jew can play on that and he makes a mockery of it. And they now come out looking stupid. However, the Jew also mentions the genocide is coming. So despite those words, he does say it's coming. And the Jew then also says, kiss your white privilege goodbye. So he's enjoying it. Notice also the style of the song. It's done in the same way that the blacks sing. So he's out to appeal to the blacks. The Jew is positioning himself for a black audience. It doesn't matter if you've got white skin, the genocide is about to begin. So in that sentence, he's definitely talking about the future. But the whole thing is positioned as black stuff. The Jew is aiming at a black audience. The whole thing is done for a black audience. And of course the Jew doesn't say that he's white, and he's now making a mockery of it, but he's inciting things as well, make no mistake. And the Jews are positioning themselves so that they aren't victims, but if the whites are victims, yay, as long as it's not them. That's pretty much the kind of angle that this is coming from. Among other words and sentences in there, he says, Mavis tells you to make your own tea. He's referring to the blacks, like a black woman who's working for you, and the black woman now tells you, you make your own tea. I'm not making tea for you anymore. This is the rebellion of the worker. This is the kind of thing that Jews and communists and liberals have been pushing in this country and in Africa for decades, that The common black worker is made to be discontented and to rebel against you. And the long-term consequences of this is something else that I'm going to discuss later in other videos. My own view is that ultimately, in the long term, this will backfire on the blacks. The blacks have reached a point and they will move into territory where the blacks are basically going to lay down the groundwork for their own destruction, maybe even their own genocide. And it all comes back to this business of their view of their position in life. But that's a complicated long-term discussion. So the bottom line is that this Jew is now talking about these blacks, how they're going to rebel against us. Some more slang that you might not be familiar with. He says, forget about saving the rhino and rather save the white O. O, as in OU, is Afrikaans slang that means man. So if you say O, you actually mean a man. So a white O is a white man. So the play is on extermination. You know, forget about saving the few rhinos. The white O is going to be about to go extinct. So that's the filthy Jewish song from the people who claim that they are genocided. Oh, we were genocided. The Holocaust, never again the Holocaust. But funny, eh? When it's going to be the white guy, then the Jew is quite perky about the matter. And suddenly his skin color is not part of the deal. But anyway, this filthy Jew saw his ass, and there were whites who were extremely angry. It's the first time ever that I've seen a YouTube video which had more downvotes than upvotes, where there was a handful of votes that were likes and more than 10 times as many dislikes. The whites hated it. And this guy did it round about the time of Mandela's death, etc. And also in the years after that, because this particular video was uploaded in 2015, since that time, the blacks have been much more violent and have been threatening the whites. And so here's the Jew coming at a time when there's a lot of pressure and a lot of anti-white feeling being pushed by these blacks like Malema, etc. And this fucking Jew is in there helping to stoke it up for the other side. This is an example of the Jew backstabbing whites, Jews changing sides suddenly. This is just like happened to the Germans in World War I, where in the middle of World War I, the Jews suddenly go and negotiate Israel and all of that, and they turn on the Germans. German Jews turned on the Germans in the middle of World War I. But that's another topic. But it'll give you an idea that these people are not part of us. They do what they want when it suits them. And if they want to be your friends or your allies today, then tomorrow they can turn on you and they just flip over to the other side. These people of shit. This race of scum. These people do not belong anywhere in the Western world, anywhere in Western society. Race of shit, shouldn't have citizenship, shouldn't be part of white society. They do as they please, as it suits them, and if it suits them to destroy you, then they do so. They claim victim status endlessly, but they have no problem turning on you. In fact, I even saw some photos that people were spreading around in America where Jews are taking photos showing masses of dead bodies from World War II, and Jews were photoshopping themselves into these photos and smiling at all the dead whites. These people, they are garbage. Garbage, garbage, garbage. And our race should have nothing to do with them. They do not belong in white society. They shouldn't be part of white nations. You cannot trust these people. You cannot have them in your midst. They will turn on you in a second. They'll work against you. They'll side with your worst enemy. Here's this fucking Jew going out and suddenly being on the side of black communists who really want to kill us, who genuinely have said it, they've sung about it, they've spoken about it for years, and here he is fanning the flames. Truly, they're a race of crap and have no place in Western society, in any place where whites dominate or rule. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.